Amen. You may have a seat. Happy Wednesday. Keep moving through April. It's good. It's good. Hey, we are so fortunate throughout the school year that we have such great participation in the worshiping life here at Hope College from you, students, whether it's on the worshiping team or the worship team, the tech team. We've had people sharing testimonies, parts of their own story, their faith journey. And today is no different. We have students from the Hope College, students from the Ready for Life program here at Hope College, who are going to be leading chapel today. So with that, roll the video.
Hi, my name is Kurt.
My name is Karina Zamora.
Hi, my name is Anna.
My name is Carly Hall.
Hi, my name is Sam.
I'm Ava, and I'm 19 and 3/4.
Hi, my name is Michael Kramer.
My name is Megan Cadillas.
My name is Mitchell.
I'm Josh Pittman.
I'm Justina.
My name is Reed.
I'm Laura.
Hi, my name is Alex Jersey. I'm 20 years old, and I'm in the Ready for Life program.
Ready for Life is a transition program for college-age students with a disability. The program provides an opportunity for students to have the college experience and to gain independent skills.
While I go out, they realize that they help me with my homework, sometimes help me get my summer goals and help me get good grades too.
I love Ready for Life because it helps me look at things from a different side.
What I like about Ready for Life is I like to organize things and meet new people.
I like Ready for Life because I like to be more independent.
One thing I love about RFL is the students, and we all like work together in groups.
I like about RFL is that everyone's nice and patient, and they always like helping me.
I like everyone here in the classroom. Everyone's really nice and respectful.
The games that we play every Friday and game nights are a lot of fun.
What I love about Ready for Life is that everyone is super nice here, and they're willing to help me with my disorder and my disability.
On campus, I like to go to the basketball games and go to street fighting with my friends.
I like seeing all the different places on campus.
I like to go to chapel.
The one thing I love about Hope is the friendly environment.
I like the people here at Hope, the mentors and all my classmates and stuff.
What I like about Hope is that there's a lot of mentors who are my friends. I also like the variety of challenging college courses that I can take part in.
Oh, I love to run track!
I love to eat with my friends.
The Ready for Life program encompasses many different students with many disabilities. Our people in our program range from having disabilities anywhere from a learning disability to a cognitive impairment to autism.
I think I like about this really is that I don't give up myself.
I have diabetes, which kind of prevents me from having things with high sugar content.
I have high functioning autism.
I'm autistic and I am smart and unique. My disability is Williams syndrome. It's a genetic deletion of chromosome 7.
My disability is that I have Asperger's, and I also have, I recently found out I have XXYY.
I go to Hope College.
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 We go to Hope College.
We are Ready for Life!
Well, guys, it looks like it's about time to wrap up Bible study. That was a great discussion about things that we're struggling with. I would like to end tonight with a popcorn prayer, if that's okay with you guys. All right, Justina, you want to go ahead?
Jesus, please help me. I never feel smart enough in my classes.
I'm really struggling in my classes. Please help me focus and learn the material. Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Jesus?
Yeah. Hi. How are we doing, friends?
You're doing good? Yeah. Okay. Well, I was listening to you guys pray, and it sounds like you don't feel smart enough, like you're not good enough for your classes, kind of feel kind of dumb, that kind of thing. Well, I have these really cool glasses, and when you put them on, you will see yourself the way I see you. Want to try them out? Maybe? Cool. Green? Yellow? Orange? What do you see?
Myself.
Uh-huh. What are you doing?
Reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, guys, worldly knowledge is important. It's important to go to classes. It's important to study. That stuff is really great. But what really matters to me is when you're delving into my world and you're developing that godly knowledge, because when you delve into the Bible, we can have a deeper relationship. So when people tell you you're dumb or that you're not smart enough, you're not doing good in classes, I want you to remember that this is the way I see you, and this is who you're created to be. And you're not dumb. You're not stupid. You're perfect the way you are. So friends, thank you so much for praying to me. That really makes my day. It means a lot. So.
Thanks, Jesus. You know, Megan, everything will be okay, but I think that we should take the struggle to God. Do you want to pray about it?
Sure, why not? God, recently I've been feeling like I don't belong anywhere. I mean, I know that's probably not true, but I feel that way strongly. I make so many mistakes more than usual, and I just want help. If you can guide me in the right direction so I can heal. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hi.
What? Hey.
You prayed. I showed up. I do that sometimes. So, Megan, I was listening to you pray, and it sounds like you don't feel like you belong. You don't feel good enough.
Sometimes,
you
yeah.
Feel like you're kind of a mistake, that kind of thing. And that really breaks my heart. But I've got these cool glasses. And when you put them on, you'll see yourself the way I see you. Try them out, maybe?
Why not?
Why not? That's cool. Purple and red.
These look awesome.
They are awesome. They look cool. That's why they look awesome.
Whoa!
What do you see?
I see myself with all my friends.
Uh-huh. How do you look?
Confident and really, really happy.
Uh-huh. Happy, confident. And Megan, that's who I created you to be. I created you to be someone who is full of joy, who just puts a smile on everyone's face, whoever you're around. And you know what? When the world tells you you're not good enough, that you're a mistake, that's not from me. That's not true. And when you believe those lies, you're saying that I kind of did a bad job because I made you and I don't make mistakes. And this is how I see you and this is how you're meant to be. So whenever you feel like you're not good enough, that you're just a mistake, I want you to remember that I made you in my image and that you are perfect just the way you are.
That makes sense, and it helps a lot.
I'm glad. I tried.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for praying, guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
I think that we should pray right now. Dear Jesus, we feel like you don't love us. You've put so many burdens on us, and it's a real struggle in this world.
Amen. Jesus, what are you doing here?
You prayed. But I was listening to you pray, and it really broke my heart. You said you feel like I don't love you? Like, put a lot of hard
sometimes.
Things in
this? Yeah.
Well, friends, we live in a fallen world full of sin, and because of that, really hard things happen, and really bad things happen sometimes. And when those bad things happen, I'm not just taking off doing my own thing. I'm right there with you. And when your heart breaks, mine breaks for you. And but also in the good times, in the really, really awesome times, I'm right next to you celebrating. So friends, even when things get really, really hard and things are really dark, I'm not away. I'm right next to you. And I love you so, so, so much. You guys are the best. All right?
Aw,
bring it in.
Awesome.
You're great.
Hi. My name is Natalie, I'm a sophomore, and I've had the opportunity to be one of the Ready for Life mentors this year. Today we wanted to share some of the things that we struggle with, knowing that we all struggle with something, and we hope that you can relate to something you see today in one way or another. The following video is a way for these students to reflect on the skit you just saw.
In my disability, I think that God thinks that I'm good
I think God's helping in a lot of ways, like helping cross the street and ask for help and like asking for help when I needed to, when I need it, because that's the only way I can get through like day to day, and hopefully I can get through those things with God's help.
I struggle with stress, but I know God will be with me.
Sees as me as a unique person, and my struggle does not define me.
Even though I'm struggling with loneliness, I know that God is there with me every step of the way.
I struggle with anxiety, but I know that God is always with me, and that everything's gonna be okay.
Let's just be still, just for a minute. Take a moment. How is the Lord speaking to you even right now? Let's just be still. God, we bless you that through a simple skit, we do see your great love for us, that you are a God who cares, that you are a God who hears, and that you are a God who acts as well, too. And God, we highlighted some different struggles that certain folks on this campus deal with, but there's a lot of other stuff going on within this community right here in Chapel and within this community here on the Hopes campus. And God, we pray even today that we'll hear your voice say, "You are my beloved. I hear you. I walk with you." Even amidst the struggles, the challenges, the difficulties that seem overwhelming. So thank you, God, for using even the skit videos today for the Ready for Life students to point our eyes not on the problems and the issues that are in front of us, but to turn our gaze towards you, Jesus, our great Savior. And God, we pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, would you give a hand to the Ready for Life folks? I want to call them up. Everybody involved for the Ready for Life program, come on up. Everybody involved, students, mentors, come on up. All right, move up a little closer to the stage. As we do every year with the Ready for Life Chapel, which is awesome at the end of the year, we also at the very end recognize those who are graduating from the program. We have three graduates this year. Ree is going to be one of our graduates. Kurt is going to be one of our graduates. Yep. And Laura is going to be one of our graduates, which is a big deal. That's awesome. So here's what we're going to do. Appropriate, we're going to close in prayer, especially praying for Laura and Kurt and Ree, but also giving thanks for all the Ready for Life students who are very much a part of this campus and the mentors. If you want to be a part of the Ready for Life program as a mentor, they're always looking for mentors. You can get a hold of Emily Purton or see one of these folks afterwards. Sound good? Grab a hand. Grab a hand to the person next to you as well, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Kurt. Talk in my microphone. What are you going to say?
And pray together, too.
Let's pray together, too. I love it. Let's do. Lord, you are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. So kind. So merciful. So generous to each of us. And it's all by grace. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. But because of Jesus and his finished work, we are your beloved sons and daughters. Let us hear that over and over and over again in our ear today. Not all the other lies that the world wants to tell us, but that we would hear your voice, Jesus. Thank you for Ree and for Kurt and for Laura graduating this year, for all the gifts that they bring to this campus and all the rest of the Ready for Life Hope College students for their presence on this campus as well, too. God, are you saying amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I guess too. I'm done, Lord. So that's it. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen.
And thank you.
And thank you.